Hey guys, welcome to my update video, real quick video today. But today's Monday and it's going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be the best day ever in the kingdom of God. It's a beautiful Sunday day here in Massachusetts. It's my day off and I'm about to go and have a late breakfast brunch with my family. And great. Hey, I want to share something in a second about the presence of God. But as always, if you're new to my YouTube channel, want to hit the subscribe button, share this video, and do check out some of the links below. Let me mention just a couple of things. I'll have a new course out later today on the goodness of God. 12 lessons with notes, questions, meditation, things like that. All about the goodness of God in our life and how we can, just the transformative power of goodness. So maybe check that out. There should be a link there. Or it'll be on my website. And lastly, I'll be doing a missions trip to Ireland in the month of May. I think at the moment there's about 2 places left on that. It's been filling up really fast. So if you're interested in coming on a supernatural missions and mentoring trip in the month of May, again, check out the link. Go to my website, gjm.org. Good. Well, I had a really great day yesterday. Actually very tiring, but long day. My Sundays usually start around about 6 a.m. and finish around about 9 p.m. But a really good day. And just want to do a quick recap of what I was speaking on yesterday in New England Fellowship. I was talking about hosting the presence of God. And it's such a precious subject. It's like, it's holy. I just get goosebumps when I even talk about it. You know, it's interesting. I was sharing many years ago that the Lord once told me to fast for, I think he told me to fast for a week. And I sulked for about 5 days. I fasted, but I was really just hunger striking. I sat there, you know, like Job sitting in his sackcloth and ashes for about 5 days. And in the midst of that, it's funny, God did something really incredible in my life, in my soul, not in my spirit, but in my soul, that's still with me today. And it's like while I was fasting, God just broke through a level of unbelief in my life and brought me to a new level of his presence that's still here today. And it's literally like, I feel foolish saying it in this way, but it's like, this is my reality. It's like anytime I want, I can enter into the presence of God by faith. Now, here's what I just want to share really quickly in this video today. So can you. The difference is I just learned how to do that and I broke through some doubt, fear, and unbelief in my life. But here's just a really great key on, I don't say getting, you can't get more of God's presence in your life. Let me say that. Jesus sits in the presence of the Father. He's seated at the right hand of the Father and you are in Christ Jesus. So this idea of like, I want to get more of God's presence. No, what we really should be saying is we want to experience or we want to enjoy more of that which we already have. Went der. But I want to give you a key that's really helped me over the years with God's presence. And it's simply this, learn to acknowledge the Lord. So on any given day, any given moment, like today, I've, you know, got up later, just had a shower, and taking my family out for breakfast, just doing different things. It's actually quite easy to spend the whole day and, I mean, love God in a general sense, but not be connected relationally with him, which is, I think, what Jesus would talk about in John 15, about abiding in him. How do we abide in him? Our spirit abides in God all the time. It's really worth writing down and thinking that through. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:17. So your spirit abides in God all the time, 24/7. And the issue is actually aligning your soul with that where your spirit is. So what we need to do is connect our spirit with our soul, and we do that by faith. But at a real practical level, here's a great key to do that. Just acknowledge the Lord. And by that I mean, if I'm going around my busy day today and I take, it's like taking a little break from the real world. It's not the real world, but I'm going, Father, I love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you're here, you're real. I love you, you love me. Hi, Jesus. And actually talking to him like a real person. I remember as a kid in the UK in the 70s, there's a show that was on the BBC radio. I always remember my mum listening to it, and I could never understand the title, and then my mum explained it to me. The title of the show was, Does He Take Sugar? And in a way, the premise of the show was, so often we're speaking to handicapped people, people with challenges, you know, mental, physical challenges, as if they're not in the room. you know, it would be like this old kind of paradigm where there might be somebody, let's say with Down syndrome, you know, back in the old days, and rather than go to them and say, hey, would you like sugar, we might just, oh well, we won't ask him, we'll just ask his mom or whatever. And the premise in a way of this radio show was like, well don't do that, speak to, there's a real person there, even if they've got a few challenges, we all have some challenges. And my point is, talk to God like a real person. Even bring, it's better to bring your frustrations to God than it is to ignore him or bring them to somebody else. So God takes sugar. You can talk to him. You can fellowship with him. Father, thank you. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for being with me today. And when you do that, your heart stays soft and tender. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What will happen? He'll begin to direct your path. He'll join you on the journey, the road map, the path of your life. Boom. I hope that's helpful. What's really helpful, though, is when we put it into practice. As Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Selah. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Again, hit that subscribe button if you will, share this video, and drop me a comment. I hope to see you in person in the plan of God soon. Enjoy your day. Bye for now.